This week, Central New York Congressman John Katko brought Acting Administrator for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Pete Gaynor, to tour some of the flooding damage along the Lake Ontario shoreline. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the purpose was to figure out how to get funding for those affected.
Katko says it starts with local authorities aggregating the extent of the damages. The state will decide if it warrants a disaster declaration. Then it goes to the president, which, if he approves it, would release funds.
It's highly complicated, but they're going through that process now, and we're really pounding the local administrators in each of the 8 affected counties to make sure that they get that money aggregated properly.
FEMA funding for pre-disaster mitigation was increased last year. Katko says he has also introduced legislation that would make FEMA disaster teams a permanent fixture in affected areas like the Lake Ontario shoreline for faster, more efficient evaluations. Katko is still a critic of Plan 2014, the International Joint Commission's regulation of outflows from Lake Ontario, which he calls an utter disaster.
There's been flooding 2 out of the 3 years, significant flooding, and they're not releasing water at the levels they should.
Some IJC members say rainfall is to blame for the high water levels. Katko says climate change is a small contributing factor. FEMA Acting Administrator Pete Gaynor encourages shoreline residents to have flood insurance as the best way to get recovered for damages. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.